is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Nomad Century, the new book from Gaia Vince, How Climate Migration Will Reshape Our World. Here in the 21st century, we're looking at some very towering statistics that warn that what we accept as a climate today is not the climate of the near future, 2050 and 2100. And Gaia Vince's book, for which I congratulate her, takes us into the future with an extremely happy twist of the technology and the will of the people of the Earth. I begin, however, with reports from the most recent meeting, People Worrying About Climate Change, to read to characterize what work Gaia's done for us to imagine the future. One such executive from the Center for Science and Environment in New Delhi, attending COP27 in Cairo, Egypt, said, "The negotiations that are happening are completely devoid of reality." Another critic of the conditions of the world meeting, 45,000 people coming together to discuss between Cairo and Sharm el-Sheikh, the resort, what is to be done. Another critic said, "I have never seen anything like this. We've reduced the whole thing into a grand spectacle." It is not a grand spectacle. And I begin with an example that Gaia gives us of migration already underway. The man's name is Abel Cruz. He lives in a rural part of Peru. And one day he's given the opportunity to move to Lima, better jobs and education for his children. However, the whole thing is something of a sham. He shows up with money and polyethylene sheets in what will become his home. It's a sand pile at the edge of Lima. He's about to become part of the slums of the global south. Gaia, congratulations and good evening, and thank you very much. What do we learn from Abel Cruz, from his disappointment and his ambition? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It's such a pleasure to join you on this. Yeah, I mean, I use this example actually because when we talk about migration, we talk about people moving. Of course, people move for all different reasons. But there are people that help this. You know, this is something that is very much underway. It's already happening. I mean, my book projects through to the rest of the century. But I want to make it clear that climate migration is already happening. It is inevitable now, and it will only increase. So Abel is he was a farmer. I met so many people actually in Latin America, and particularly in South America, in the Andes, in the Bolivian and Peruvian Andes, who can no longer farm. I mean, most of their drought has been a huge, huge problem. A lot of them rely on either glacial meltwaters from glaciers that have long since disappeared, or some precipitation, which is just not happening anymore. And they are desperate. They are leaving. These villages have been depopulating for the past at least two decades. But I thought what was quite interesting about Abel is that we got an insight into the mechanism by which a person leaves the security of their home village, where their ancestors live, where their family is, where they own land, where they have a life, pitiful as that is, you know, to move to a completely different place where they know nobody and they have nothing. And there are people, you know, essentially, I guess they're migration coordinators. They're essentially people traffickers who basically prepare a bit of land where the landowner is away, and then get people together, desperate people from the villages who pay them. And then they are taken to this land to squat on it. And what it means is that people who have no choice have to make a life in these slums. Lima is the biggest desert city outside of Cairo. It's absolutely massive. It never rains there at all. It's extremely dry. They rely on water in the city proper. The wealthy part of the main city of Lima, they have piped water, but the people that live in these slums outside, and they are literally sort of plywood or polythene sheet one room houses with a plank for a roof and a hole dug in the middle of the floor for a latrine. You know, they rely on trucks to provide water, which is, of course, a much, much more expensive way of getting your water. And then they have to, you know, they have to get hooked up to electricity. They have to, they're living basically in an uninhabitable place. And this is what I've witnessed in the last sort of two decades, these growing slum communities that are really living these terribly precarious existences on the edges of cities, because they're climate migrants. They can't exist there. But the life they have in the city, in the city slums, is also becoming more and more vulnerable because of climate change. And these people will move. Of course they will.
Yes, the global south is moving north. The overwhelming statistics show this. I just mentioned that the way the Earth has built itself these last several hundred million years, the dominant part of the land mass is in the North Temperate Zone, the world island of Eurasia, where Gaia lives, and the New World, where I live in North America. So the move that we see as migrants or immigrants or aliens in the Central America, or leaving North Africa to take the risks of the Mediterranean, or leaving France to take the risks of the North Sea, that's the global south moving north. What are the threats? Gaia gives us a new four horsemen of the apocalypse. Already experienced in Australia. Fire, heat, flood, and drought. Did I get that right, Gaia?
Yes. I mean, I call them the four horsemen of the Anthropocene, because this is the age dominated by humans, this very changed world that we're already living in now, with higher temperatures and increased human population and resource scarcity. It's a very different world from the ones that our ancestors were lucky enough to live in, this very stable Holocene. And yes, these four horsemen, the fire, drought, heat, and floods, these are what threaten people, their property, their livelihoods, and make the journey somewhere else a necessity. So, you know, it's a push and a pull. So people who are living in geographically more dangerous areas, and that's basically the tropics, this band of increasing climate impacts that spans the equator and some degrees of latitude north and south of that, they are the most, they're experiencing the most dangerous climate effects in terms of these four horsemen already. People living on coastlines, who are experiencing more severe extreme storms and erosion and sea levels rise, on the edges of river deltas. And these are some of our most major cities. So they are inevitably going to, as the tropics become more dangerous, more unlivable, and to some degree they're already in many places unlivable for months of the year, they are going to move to higher latitudes. And if you look at the globe, you'll see immediately that the most land, you know, they're sort of ice cream cone shapes, the continents of Africa and the Americas. The most land is north. And so, you know, everywhere on Earth will be affected by this changing climate, by this more extreme weather. But the far north will still be more habitable than the tropics. And largely a lot of those places are wealthier and able to adapt, much more able to adapt to these conditions. And so that's where people are going to move.
What can go wrong and why? The book is Nomad Century, How Climate Migration Will Reshape Our World. Gaia Vince is the author, and we turn to migration itself and borders. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Patrick.